Let's talk to Dr. Mike Davidson, the chief executive of the Core Issues Trust, which describes itself as a charity that challenges gender confusion, and someone who's experienced conversion therapy himself. Good morning.
Hello, Justine.
What exactly is conversion therapy that you experienced?
Well, I had standard psychotherapeutic techniques applied by registered psychologists, or at least psychotherapists, and one psychiatrist. And they worked with me. I think they respected my point of view and what I was aiming at. They certainly challenged me, but they gave me the freedom to explore my sexual fluidity and the choices that I had around that.
How would you describe your sexuality?
I'm a man who's moved away from homosexual practices. I don't like this labeling that we have in this world because it sticks and it's hard to lose it. But I use the term ex-gay because I feel that that is an identity I've moved away from, and I continue in my marriage with my wife. And I function as a heterosexual man. That is my outlook, and I'm not trying to in any way belittle those who have a different experience, but I value my own experience.
Many people would say you're born with whatever your sexuality is. If you're gay, you're born gay. Why would you want to change that?
Well, I think they really do need to take a look at the hard science instead of the headlines about the science and dig deeply into it, because I would disagree that the science categorically says that we are born gay. The fact is, I have values and goals in my life that I wanted to achieve. I was not comfortable in my experience of homosexuality.
As a Christian, do you think homosexuality is a sin?
Yes, if you're asking me from a theological point of view. You might even ask those affirming scholars who are known to be biblical scholars and affirm homosexuality, and they will tell you, for example, William Loder will tell you that the Bible is very clear in itself, both the Old and the New Testament, that in theological terms, this is sinful practice.
But many people disagree with you. There are plenty of people that can reconcile their Christian faith and their sexuality.
And that's up to them. That's their responsibility. And that's something that they are choosing to do. But the point here is there are many who don't. And to merely, you know, park them off on the corner as being old-fashioned and ill-informed, I'm afraid, isn't going to work. They hold a point of view that is valid. And I think in this world today, we have to learn to coexist with people who differ.
Well, absolutely right. But it's not very inclusive or Christian, is it, to say there's a whole section of society that are being sinful because of their sexuality?
Well, the thing is, the church, in its purest sense, in terms of the early church, I think, would have said to any person, because they weren't struggling under the labels that we are today, that all of us have to come to repentance. And to do that, it doesn't matter who you are and where you're coming from, and what your sexual experience is. The biblical way is one man, one woman for life. And whatever has happened in our past experiences, when we come to faith in Christ, that's the leveler. That's
and do you genuinely think that you can cure someone who's gay?
I've never used the term cure, because that's a medical model, and what that is presuming is some kind of disease. We offer standard psychotherapeutic support for men and women who want voluntarily to move away.
What about the term convert? Do you think you can convert people from being gay?
No, I certainly don't think you can convert people from being gay. What we do is we work with individuals who replace underlying emotional needs that are being expressed sexually. We replace them. We don't repress them. We work with them so that those are properly fulfilled, so that they are not then trying to resolve that issue in a sexual way.
And what would you say to critics who say you're pretending to be something other than you really are?
I get that all the time, and people are quite entitled to their opinion. But, you know, if I said that to a man who is transitioning to become a woman, I think there would be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth in Westminster. We'd have a national inquiry. The papers would be full of such statement. And yet people continually get away with discriminating against ex-gay people, even though it's been established in the courts of law that ex-gay is also a protected identity under the Equality Act of 2010. And yes, I know the government has temporarily has some amnesia around that, but it can be checked out. It's there.
Okay, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for being candid with me. Dr. Mike Davidson, describing himself as ex-gay.